Planned Parenthood, Free Birth Control to Counter Systemic Racism. By Dr. Susan Berry on June 24, 2020. Planned Parenthood has launched a new campaign that urges American businesses to pledge free birth control coverage in employee health insurance plans to counter systemic racism and ensure Black people enjoy reproductive freedom. In a press release Tuesday, Planned Parenthood announced the launching of its Business for Birth Control 2020 campaign, in which the abortion business is calling upon national companies to pledge birth control as essential to women's health care. In the announcement of its new campaign, Planned Parenthood continued its narrative that it is acting as the country grapples with the dual public health crises of systemic racism and the COVID-19 pandemic. The group claims systemic racism has made it difficult for Black individuals to obtain birth control and enjoy reproductive freedom. Planned Parenthood said its Wall Street Journal advertisement and posts on the social media sites of businesses that align with them will ensure the message reaches tens of millions of people. In a statement to Breitbart News, Abby Johnson, a former Planned Parenthood manager who became a pro-life activist, said the Business for Birth Control campaign is another attempt by Planned Parenthood to enrich itself. Many women who become pregnant and seek abortions were already on some form of birth control, Johnson said. She asked, and who do they go to for abortions? Planned Parenthood, who performs more than a third of all abortions done in this country. They claim to want to partner with companies to provide free birth control, yet when it fails, they get more customers and hence, more opportunities to line their pockets. It's a vicious cycle and one that these companies are now a part of. Alexis McGill Johnson, Planned Parenthood's acting CEO, said free birth control is under constant threat in the nation and employers should invest in their employees' health. Left-wing groups such as Planned Parenthood have enjoyed Obamacare's declaration of birth control as an essential preventive service, rather than a personal choice for sexually active people. This feature of the health reform law involved most employers in the sexual choices of their employees. Amid the coronavirus pandemic in America, Planned Parenthood has insisted its surgical abortions are essential services and must continue, even as dental, colonoscopy, orthopedic, and radiology services were deemed non-essential and patients were required to postpone potentially life-saving screenings. The abortion chain dismissed concerns it was using up scarce personal protective equipment to perform abortions that healthcare providers needed to care for patients stricken by the coronavirus infection and sued states that deemed abortions non-essential.